You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chaim Yankov in Hilchos Shavuos, Hilchos Pesach, says that you can make a bracha shachianu all 7 days. And as a person, the din is, the Gemara says in Erevin, if someone missed, shachianu is a din in the yomtiv. You have to make shachianu. We make it in Kiddush because that's when you start the yomtiv. So we make it in Kiddush. That's why we've mentioned over the years, women have, even though it's probably a wrong thing to do, but they make shachianu by the hadlokas neiris. So the Rebbe Kivega brings that it's a mistake, be'etzem, but not to be baicha, because sof kol sof they yaitze. If community will be that, if a woman makes kiddush for herself, an almana, a single girl who's alone, whatever it is, so she should not make shachianu again by kiddush. The shachianu is on the yomtiv. So upon him, the Gemara says in Erevin, daf mem, v'melef, that if someone forgets to make shachianu kiddush, you can make any time during the chag. I'm a feel a bit shook. A person all of a sudden remembers the seventh day of Pesach, the seventh day of Sukkot, because Shmini Tzar says it's only shachianu. See, he makes a shachianu. So the Chaim Yankov says if someone didn't make on Shavuos shachianu, he can make all 7 days. So this year is really too late, but that would be the din. And the Prima Gam says very schwer to say that it's not the Shavuos. It's not called Shavuos. It's only where do you have 7 days? Because Gemara says that lagabe tashlumen of karbonis, the din of Riyah. So we know that the din of Riyah is Sukkos. You do it all 8 days. You can bring karbon Riyah, karbon Chagiga, Pesach all 7 days. And then the Gemara learns out from Psukim that Shavuos also has 7 days. He says, but it's not a yomtiv. It's not called a yomtiv, the Prima Gam Tainas. It's a pshat as you have, like this year, obviously it didn't fall on Shabbos. No, it didn't fall, right, I'm sorry, next year, think of something. When it falls on Shabbos, Taka, so you bring Karbonis the next day. That's when you bring Karbonis. It's not a pshat of his man a bottle Karbonis, you bring it tomorrow. So the Rambam, I wrote inside, Kuf Samach Aleph. Rambam in Mitzvah says, Kuf Samach Aleph, he counts the Mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imah, and he says, why do I count it as one Mitzvah? L'chor, it should be two Mitzvahs. Because Gemara says in Menachos, right, let's take a look for a second, the Gemara on, we have it here. Yeah. If you look at what says Menachos, Samach Vav. The second thing I underline, Gufa, Amar Baye, Mitzvah Lemimne Yoyme, Mitzvah Lemimne Shvu. It's a mitzvah to count days, and it's a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan, the Bei Ravashi, Manu Yoyme, Manu Shvuye. They count the days and count the weeks. It's like it says over here. A meimer money yomer v'lo money shvu. Meimer counted the days and didn't count the weeks. Oma zeichel amikdashu. It's a zeichel amikdash. Rashi. A meimer money yomer v'lo money shvu. Oma haimin yonah dahashta. The meaning that we have now. Lav choy v'hi. Who? The haleka oimer. There's no carbon oimer. In other words, the din of Sfiras Oimer is totally in a carbon oimer. We have no carbon oimer. Ela zeichel amikdash ba'almahu. Hilkach v'yomer sagi. It's enough just to make the zeichel. For some reason, you don't have to do the whole thing, right? You have a Zeichel Mikdash, you don't have to do complete the mitzvah, you just do, well, you don't have to do, you know, both parts, you do just the Yomer. That's what it says in his Gemara. So the Rambam quotes his Gemara, and he says, L'chaira, it should come out as two mitzvahs, just like I counted Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Reish as two mitzvahs, right? It's two mitzvahs. So he says, no, there's a big difference, Dr. Rambam. So he says, means sometimes you have a thing which is composed of different parts. Dalad minim, right? We call it lulav, right? Whatever you want to call it, but Mark calls it Oshana, lulav. But it's four different things. Those four different things all comprise the mitzvah of dal minim. Dal minim ha'akvah zu'azut ha'akvah. If you only have three minim, you're not yaitzah. You have to have all four. See, there's a mitzvah to take this one, and that one. We've mentioned the Abahag over the years, that even if you take them separately, it could be Yaitzi. Take one, take one. So the Rambam says that when you say mitzvah l'mimna yayim, it doesn't mean it's a separate mitzvah, it's part of the action. You got to do this and you got to do that. It's like saying it's a mitzvah to take a luluf and it's a mitzvah to take the esrog. It doesn't mean you get two mitzvahs. That's what you're mitzvah to do. He says, if they would have said minyan ha-yamim mitzvah, minyan ha-shvuya mitzvah, that's something else. By saying mitzvah, they're saying it's a mitzvah to do it, but that's not two mitzvahs. Araya l'dava, because if it would be, ilo ha-shvus mitzvah ne'atzvah, lo'inu mesajah minyan kim balayla shvus levav. He says, then the counting would be only the Lele Shavuos. In other words, you'd only count first week, second week, 3 week, 4 week, seventh week. That's all you do. In other words, you'd count the weeks. But during the rest of the week, you'd say you wouldn't say today's a week and 3 days. It's not counting the weeks. It's not a week, right? That's what he says. And also, you make two brachas. Asher Shon Mitzayi Sivan Al Sviyas Yemei Aimer, Al Sviyas Shvuya Aimer. So remember, and we don't have such Kabbalah. So the Rambam says it's one mitzvah. We're going to bring a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it is two mitzvahs. Like it is two mitzvahs. And I had a cousin who lived. He lived in Kew Gardens. I don't know if you know Zilverberg. You know Dovi Zilverberg, by any chance? So his wife was my father's cousin. So he grew up in Poland. He was he'd be 100 and something now, and he lived in Kinsk. So he saw the Kinsk Rav. So one time, by Achron Shul Pesach, they had like a little gathering, like after before Ma'ariv, you know, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, Kinsk Rav spoke. So Kinsk Rav asked them, what mitzvah are we going to do tonight that we didn't do the whole Pesach? So, you know, when Let said, of course, Knedel, you know, they're going to eat Knedel. Yeah. He says, no, mitzvah l'mim ne'yayim mitzvah l'mim shvuyis. First time we can't shvuyis. So I remember that cousin, I said, we were talking, the Kinsk Rav must be getting old. He forgot the Rambam that it's one mitzvah. He didn't forget the Rambam, I guarantee you. He meant to say, is the Gemara use a Lashon mitzvah? So it's a new mitzvah. But the Rebbeinu Yeruchim holds it's taka two mitzvahs. It's taka two mitzvahs. Now, before we get into that, what does it say in the Gemara here? That it's Zechel Mikdash. The Rambam ki yadua and Tmida Musaf and Perek Zayin. Paskins that Sfir Soim is the Raisa. Sfir Soim is the Raisa. It's not the Rabbanim. So they learned that he learns that this is Gufa Machloikis Amurayim. The first one said, says it just means the Omer is the simin when you count, but it doesn't mean you need the Omer. Ameima argues, and he says, and for some reason, Rama Paskins, like the man, the Omer, that's the rice. Rama ain't a Machloikis. Other Rishayim hold, no, it's a Machloikis Dorban. It's everybody holds a Dorban. And the Machloikis is whether you should count Yume Shvue Zechel Mikdash. And we do both. Right? That's what we do. The Rebbeinu Yeruchim holds a Murad Gazach. The Rebbeinu Yeruchim is Medaik in the Psukim. If you look at he says that the Psukim of Tisbu Lachem Chamishim Yayim says to count 50 days. 50 days is the Raisa. That's the Raisa. That's not too much. Shiva Shavuas, that's totally in the Mahacho Chamish Rekama. That's totally in the Oymer. That's totally in the Oymer. The counting of the weeks is Oymer. So what does the Gemara mean? He didn't count Zechel Mikdash. It's not Zechel Mikdash. He didn't count. He says, no, of course he counts, right? Gishmak of Shad. He said that instead of counting Hayyim Asar Yamim, and then saying, and he would say Hayyim Shavua Achas, Shalosh Yamim, maybe Shavua Achas, he used to add as an addendum Hayyim Asar Yamim, Shehem Shavua Achas. So he didn't make it two separate things, but he holds you make two separate brachas. You'd make a bracha on Yamim, count, and then make a bracha on Shavuos and count. And since it's Zeichel Mikdash, he would say, Ayyam Asar Yamim Shem Shavua Achas Vishlesha Yamim La'imer. He included that in to make a whole thing out of it. That's what Ben Yeruchim holds. So Ben Yeruchim holds that mitzvah of Sfiris Ayimah nowadays, the Yamim is the Raisa, the Shvue is only the Rabbanim. Right? That's only Zechel Mikdash. And therefore, you didn't make a separate thing out of it. Comes along with Meir Simcha, says Omer de Gavart. Let's take a look at the Arsameh. Rebbe Sefer Mitzvahs. L'Rabbeinu, Bir Daita Ba'irach, that it's one mitzvah. Amnam, he quotes the Igros Ramah. There's a tshuva, there's a sefer called Igros Ramah. It's benimtza. It's actually in Arabic, but it's translated. Baruch Hashem, right? There are people that can know Arabic, and in there, Ramah, Rameya Balufia, Rameya Levi, is masig many asagas on the Rambam and the Rashi Shant's answers. It's a very dikas sefer. So a lot of times the Kesef Mishnah quotes this, the Igros Ramah, the Tshuvos Ramah. So over there, Herich, the Minyan HaShavuos Hu Min HaTorah, Davka Bezman, the Shavuos is Davka Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ukamoy Deksim, Achol Chamesh Bekama. Right? Shiva Shavuos. Ava Minyan HaYomim Hu Min HaTorah Tamid, Av Bezman HaZeh. Val Zeh Amru, Amei Mamani Yomim V'lo Mani Shavuos. My time, Zeichel HaMikdash Hu Kiminyan HaShavuos, Eina Min HaTorah. That was not Min HaTorah, and therefore he made an addendum. Okay. Then he ends off. Im Tishal the Ramah Rishon. Madua al ze oimek. Madua. Why is it that way? Why is it that the Yomim is the Raisa? No, it's the Pasuk. Why did it tell you? Wants to know the Tamadava. Why did it make it that way? Madua. Why is it? This is the Raisa. The Torah wanted Yomim the Raisa. It's not telling the Oimer and the Shavuos is telling the Oimer. Al ze oimek zeirus amelachu. V'soid Elokim Yavai. That's what he ends off. He said that. What do we know? What do we know? We know that Vayishum says something. We know why tefillin are black. We know why tzitzis is four corners. We know why you need 4 minim. That's what it is. You can come up with tamim, but it's a side. We don't know. He doesn't have. Zok Meir Simcha. V'chein advarim b'Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Uladaiti be'emes u'soid Hashem li'ureyev. You're right. Right? The Gemara says that Soyda Shemireyev, right, that sometimes Benazai never got married, yet he gives a shear of Yichud, how long it takes to have Biyah, right? So Gemara says, you never got married, according to one pshat. So Gemara says, Soyda Shemireyev, there was Nizgalit to him, what it is, even though he was never Isaac in it, right? Gemara says, that's why a Tamachachim wears a Suda, right? It says, a Tamachachim wears a certain hat, a turban. Soyda Shemireyev, Suda, right? That's what Suda means. Not just a handkerchief, right? So he says, look what he says. He says, Rabbi Seinu Balei HaTalmud, you're telling us it's the Gemara. You can, with Rabbeinu Ruchim and this Ramah, you can learn Pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us the reason. What's that? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dafei, which I didn't focus that. The Gemara said, I just Pasha was so busy, I couldn't call Yankel. The Yalfi, like this, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dafei, the Gemara says that we know we have tashlum. If you didn't bring the Riyah, Karban Chagiga on the first day, so you bring it the rest of the days. So the Gemara says, what about Atzeres? Atzeres is one day. So Gemara says like this, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Torah, Menei Yomim, V'Kadesh Chodesh. You count days, and then you have Rosh Chodesh. At Chodesh Yomim. Words, a Chodesh, right, the Gemara says Megillah, even though a Chodesh is really technically 29 and a half days and 793 Chalakim, right? From one, right? If you ever meet a Muslim, I don't know if anybody remembers where seasons were, it used to be, remember? Anybody remember? Joe?
He's still around.
What?
Evan's still around, guy's still around.
Oh, they're still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you remember where the seasons is, the seasons that sells on. Used to be a Muslim there,
yeah,
by the train station.
Yeah.
So one day I walked in to get a milk late at night, and he says, have a good month. I said, okay, very good. I said, how do you know? He said, what do you mean? The new moon just came out. It's our new month. He told me that by the Muslims, the new months go according to when the moon, in other words, when it shows up 3 o'clock, when they hear what we say in shul, that's what Rosh Chodesh is to them. But we have a Kabbalah that goes according to days, that's why some are 30, some are 29, to make up 29 and a half times twice, it's 59. So we know we have a Kabbalah that means Yomim, At Chodesh Yomim. So you count days, you count 30 days or 29 days, and then the unit you've been counting becomes that day of Kedusha. In other words, just like you're counting 29 or 30 days, then that counting brings you to Rosh Chodesh, right? Right? We counted this amount of days in Sivan, now you have Tammuz. You counted Tammuz, now you have Av, and so forth. So the same thing by Atzeres. You count to Atzeres, and then you make that Atzeres. Ma chodeshim nuyev atzeres nuyev. Eim atzeres, eim atzeres kad yoyma. Amar Rava, otu atzeres yoyma meninen shvuye, lo meninen. Va amar mar, mitzel mimni yoyma, mitzel mimni shvuye. So in other words, just like it's a mitzvah to count a week, so too, you make shvuas into a week. Zay shteit in the Gemara. Rashi says, "Bekarbonis, ma chaydesh kedusha echad memnuyav b'yom chaydeshu makriven zman hukvam echad meyamim shu nimna al yadam." So too, afatzas avos karbonosav me'echad memnuyav varehi nimna seidesh ruim shenema sheva shabbosat mimis tiyena. Ei mechad yom adiksev tisbu chamishim yom. But the mitzvah. That's the Gemara. So the Meir Simcha married the Gavur. It's nightly b'emes v'soyed Hashem liyem shegidul and honor b'seinu balai talmud perkamad roshana the yalfi tashlum and lekarbonis riyah v'chagiga batzaras kol shiva the ma choydeshim nuyah v'tzaras im nuparach v'ayim echad yayim amarava otu yayim eminin shvui lo eminin v'oid chag ha-shvua. I forgot to say it. Chag ha-shvuas ksiv. The chag is called shvua. It's not called chag ha-yamim. It's called shvuas. I remember a kid once in Hal asked me this question, right? So I owe him an answer. I didn't know it then, right? Why is it called Shavuos and not called Yomim? He asked me. Nimtza de darshi de chag Shavuos shetehei kol haShavua tashlumin lekarbonos haChag shalai. In other words, it's called Shavuos to tell you it's the chag of a Shavua of a whole month. V'im kein esparsh on the side. Now we know the secret. Dar mitaymenei Yomim because it says Yom tov chad yoma. You count days in order to have the Yom Tov. Today, Yom Tov is the Raisa, right? That's for sure. What kind of Yom Tov do we have? We have a Yom Tov for one day. But at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where they brought Karbonis, Mela, he says like this, it's called, Im ken a Yom Tov shol atzeres hu l'doreseichem chukas oylem. L'chein amin shaloi, or it's, the Yom Tov is, we have Yom Tov, our Yom Tov is the Raisa, so our Yom Tov is based on the fact that there's a counting. Okay, doesn't mean if you skip counting, it's not Shavuos. It means it's based on the fact that Klal Yisrael counts. V'chein aminin shelo gam ken l'doris. L'zoi k'siv sefartam chen mach shabbos chamishim yoyim. V'lo nizka sham, v'ovid it doesn't call chag Shavuos. Aval amitoyu kadesh chag Shavuos, there's something called chag Shavuos, du tashum el kabonos achag. Kein aminin shelo aminin Shavuos gam ken. That's a pshat, you're counting weeks. To get to a week, you're making this week, this week, this week. Now this week is Kaddish, meaning when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and could be, Reb Chaim's word is that according to Rambam, it's the Raisa, because you could be Makriv Karbonos even though there's no bias, right? So even though Rambam doesn't hold it as Shita. L'chein, Chayim Min Shom Min Yashvus, Ein Arak Bezman Shom Karbonos Kerev, L'chein Ksiv, Shiva Shavuos, Tisbucham, Ha'cha Chamesh Bekama, Tocha Lispor, Pirish, Mizmana Aima Vasisa Chagashvuas, Veloiksiv Minyan Yamim Klal, Duhinyan Machudish, Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayim, Vakabonis Craven Boy, Vize Oimik Adoval Ma'ayin. That's the Pshat. The Torah, the reason it's not the Raisa now is because the Torah didn't, the Stam didn't want you to count weeks, because on the Gay of the weeks. The weeks on the Gay are only Lagabi Kabonis, and since there's no Kabonis, there is no Minyan of Shavuas. Says Amari de Gazach, V'chein Tzvar Sobel Yezin, Moed Kotten, is like this. We know that the din is, we know from the Mishnayos, that the din is if you have a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov stops Rechman Atzlan Avelis, right? If a person's Rechman Atzlan an Avel, a day before, an hour before, Yom Tov stops the Avelis. Shabbos does not stop the Avelis. Shabbos is part of the Avelis, except certain things are not Noyeg B'Fahesi, but it's part of Avelis. Tosfos says a reason. Says Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yom Tov stops, but only Pesach and Sukkos. Masha Enkin at Saris doesn't stop. B'medva Memurim, only Bizman Beis HaMikdash it stops. Shows what's the difference? What's the difference? Says very good, because Bizman is there. It's a one day holiday. If it's a one day Yom Tov, it's like Shabbos. In other words, the reason. The other Yom Tov to stop is because you're not. What are you going to have? The rest of Yom Tov, you're not going to have Avelis. There is no Avelis at all. So, Mel, if there's no Avelis, it's Paka. Masha Enkein Natzeres becomes like Shabbos one day. Masha Enkein Bezman Beis HaMikdash, the Pshat is it doesn't. It stops because then it's a 7 day holiday. Meaning, even though now we're just Tashumi Kabbonis. No, it's a 7 day Yom Tov, which means is that there is a makom to say it's called a Yom Tov. Legabe Shachiyanu, let's say, could be not nowadays, but could be it is called a Yom Tov. It has a Shem Yom Tov. So he says, V'chein Tzvar Sobeleza, Tzaris Kishabis, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, Linyan Avelis. Vezeh tam. This also married the Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah, at the end of Megillah, what do we read on Megillah? So we read the Machlokes, Kol HaBachor or B'chodesh HaShlishi, what we call the Seres HaDibris. So he says, now that we have 2 days, the first day we do this. Yeah, but what about the other Mandomer? What do we read the second day? He says, very good. The Sukkim of Kol HaBachor have to do with Karbonis. Those are Karbonis. Those were Shaykh when they had Karbonis. We don't have Karbonis nowadays. So we do it on the second day to say, if we would have a Beis HaMikdash, today we're Takabi Yom Tov in Chutz Lartz and in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Marid V'Gavar, Zeh Tam, the whole week is a sukkah. Now, according to this, Shagasaye has a whole argument, Kedarka, that he can argue with Rishayna. Shagasaye is Mukubal, he argues on Rishayna, as no. So he has a whole thing that not like this Tosis is going to learn, based on a Rambam. Okay, we're not going to go into that, it's a little too complicated. We'll save it for next year, Shavuos, maybe. Continue. This is, you know. I mean, today we're out of this already, but I don't know, I had no tashlum in this year for it. The Mishnah says, look at the top, we are underlined. Mishaloi chag v'yomtev rishon shechag, choygeg es kol haregel v'yomtev achon shechag. In other words, chag means sukkahs, right? And he can bring till the eighth day. The carbon ria, in other words, we know that Shmini Tzaras doesn't have its own day, the top of chagigah davtes. So in the top, Mishaloi chag v'yomtev rishon shechag, choygeg as kol haregel v'yomtev achon shechag. When we say something is the tashlumin, tashlumin is a very loose way of describing something. For instance, we know if a person misses, let's say shachris, right? Of course, we're not talking about a guy stam doesn't daven. We're talking about a guy, he has an oinus, he's a shaygig, whatever it is, and he couldn't daven, right? So the din is that he goes ahead and he davens the way we paskin, two minchas we call it, two tefillas. That's called tashlumin. The next tefillah, even though there are rishonim who say a guy was in jail and he couldn't daven 30 days, when he gets out, he davens 90 tefillas. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, you just do the next tefillah. That's called tashlumin. Oh, so the marshal. What happens if, let's say, a ger is megayer in the afternoon? So what's the first thing you tell him to do? They take him to yeshiva and they say, okay, mincha time. He says, you got to daven tashlumin. You didn't daven shachas. Of course, that's narishkeit. Why? He wasn't chayiv. Right? He wasn't chayiv. Okay. Same scenario. Let's talk about in the morning, you magaya him. 8 o'clock in the morning, right? His man Krishna, let's say, is 9 o'clock. So do you say he was potter from 6 to 8 and therefore he's potter from Krishna? No. Why? Because the pshat is, he has that whole, what? The whole time, right? A cotton becomes a god. Let's say two sirens come out, middle. So, right, the middle of Shabbos. We'll see, let's take. So, on Shabbos, what if one misses Kiddush at night? What does he do? He makes Kiddush al kois in the day. It's a Gemara, right? The Lashon is, Yesh lo tashlumin, b'yayim. Over there, we pass, even though there's a sheet and not that way, the Torah says, it doesn't mean tashlumin in that sense. It doesn't mean you're making up for what you missed. It means is you still have time to do it. In other words, let's say taka cotton, let's say you hold Kiddush al kois is the raisa, and a cotton became a gadol in the middle of the day. Two sirens came out, he would have to make Kiddush al kois. I was potter last night. It's not you make, it's a tashluma for last night. Pshat is you have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Lechatchila they said to do it at night. But if you can't do it at night, if you didn't do it at night, you do it in the day. So tashlumin is a loose terminology. That's what the Gemara has in Machloikas over here. Let's take a look towards the bottom. My tashlumin, you see where I underlined my tashlumin? Ram Yechin and Amar, tashlumin l'rishin. The real chiyuv is to bring on the first day. The mitzvah is to bring the riyah and the chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov. And then you have tashlumin the rest of the 6 days on Pesach, 7 days on Sukkot. Right? Rabbi Ashaya Amar, tashlumin zeh lezeh. There's a shver rashi what it means, but the pasha means is, no, you could bring it any time during the 7-8 day period. What's Ika Benayu? What's the Nafkamina? My Benayu? Amrab Zera Chiger, or as we call it, a hinkandink, right? A person who's lame, who can't walk, that the din is he's potter from Riyah, he's potter for Karbanas. Beyayim Rishon, Venispashit Beyayim Sheini. He was a cripple the first day, and then Venispashit Beyayim Sheini. And he became better. Given the law chazi b'rishon, since he was one rishon, law chazi b'sheini. Abishai ama tashuma zelze. Afkar law chazi b'rishon, chazi b'sheini. It doesn't matter, right? Pashas the pshat would be is, let's say a ger. A ger was megayim himself in the middle of Sukkos, middle of Pesach. So is he chayv a carbon? He's not chayv a carbon. That's the machlokes. Comes along Tosfos. You have tashum zelzeh. Vehi the command the alfin and tashum mechag shvus mechag matzas kol zayin. Later on, the Gemara learns out that shvus has tashum in all 7 days. Loy mistaver lemeima tashum zelzeh. Even the chol gamahu. It's not mistaver that it should be tashum. Over here, everybody would agree it's tashum in the rishon. Shakasai argues on it based on a Rambam. According to Rosh Mech, it's very geshmak. It's not a taina. We mean chol gomer. It's not chol gomer. It's a week of Yom Tov. There is a week called a Yom Tov of Shavuos. We just missed it. But those of you who didn't say tachanun, Shari Day, what do they do? They don't say that. We say, of course we say. No, but in Shivas they say, but Shuls, I think, not, right?
It's kosher, but we don't say it.
They don't say it. Right? It's not born in Shulchan Aruch, but it has a mukkah, a very stark mukkah. It's not just a nice thing to do, a chassidish thing to do. It has a mukkah. It's stark. Yummy, I won't even ask you. By you, you have to find a heter to say. Vincent Kosser didn't say, right? It was yesterday, yes. When they once said many years ago, I don't know if Bells and Sotten were having a shtickle machloik, shtickle, I guess, right? So what happened was, on the Bells of Rebbe's yard site, they didn't know what to do. You know, to say, tachanun, what is that? Not to say, you know, it shows that they were being machshiv bells. So they're looking around, oh, Baruch Hashem, they found the tzaddik that was nifta on the same day. Reb Chaim Briska. Was very happy.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.